Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the longest-running live natural health care show in Nashville. And I am Dr. Brian Foley, your natural health care doctor. And I'm on with another natural health care doctor, Dr. Rob. You doing all right there, Doc?
I'm doing good.
Good. For those that are maybe just tuning in, we are not in the studio at this point. And Dr. Rob's at his house, I'm at my house, and we got our producer, Greg. He's putting it all together. He's doing the magic to make sure that you get this information. Vital information on how to get healthy, stay healthy, and do it all naturally. And we use 100% whole food at our office. It works all the time. There's nothing wrong with medication, but we should be looking at medication as a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. Medication fixes nothing. And if you take enough of it, it's a poison. So we know if somebody comes into our office and they're on three or four different medications, well, they have three or four different areas that are breaking down in their body. And we don't want that. These bodies are designed to work, and they're designed to work perfectly if they're given the correct genuine replacement parts, food, real food. All right. So that's what we do at our office. We work with people on their diets. We give them real food, whole food. It just happens to be in a pill form or a capsule form. So it works. It works 100% of the time. You heard me read a success story. I'll read one more success story on the food. Let me see if I can find one real quick here. All right. So let's see here. Here's one. I could not sleep. I have been sleeping 7 hours straight now for the past 3 days. Eureka, this person says, Michael. Eureka, this happened for the first time I started the supplements. This is huge for me. I was very tired, irritable, weak, and could not concentrate and had taken naps every day. It's a miracle. See, it's not just me saying it's a miracle. Michael says it's a miracle too. It's a miracle. I have suffered for years with this issue. Thank you, Dr. Foley and Dr. Rob, for getting me my sleep back. Could you imagine not being able to sleep? We get lots of people in with this problem here. Mm-hmm. But see, it's not just me saying that we make miracles. Our patients know they're miracles. Did he give us how long he was, he's been sleeping for 3 days in a row. It doesn't say how long he was on the program. Usually that happens around visit six or eight, somewhere in that area. You'll usually see a big change going on. But we were talking about the immune system here. So let's get back to that. And when we talk about the immune system, we're given the viewpoint of the functional immune system. You know, the best immune system you have, the best protection you have is self-immunity, your own immune system. And it's fighting night and day, whether you're awake or asleep, it's fighting for you to stay healthy. We have a thing in our body called homeostasis. Your body doesn't want to get sick. It wants to fight every foreign invader that goes into it. So even if you do start to get sick, or you do get a virus, or you do get some bad bacteria, you have to have a good, strong army in your body ready to go and ready to go out and fight it. You know, Doc, we get people in that have been with us for a year or two, and they come in and they say, you know, every year I get the flu. And after they've been with us, they don't get the flu. Or they may wake up with a little bit of a sore throat. And that's about the amount of it there is for the flu, because we've gotten their immune system so strong that these things just don't come up anymore. They're not an issue. So we work with everybody, even though they might come in for a thyroid problem or a liver problem. In reality, all of that has to do with your immune system.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this. We mentioned how a lot of your parts of your digestive system is your immune system. And I was just looking at the Immuplex ingredients that's in it. And there's a little bit of support for different parts of your digestive system. They actually formulated that Immuplex with that whole concept in mind. So when you take Immuplex, you're not, it says immune on the front, and that's the name of it. But really, what it's doing is it's building up the health of your liver and of your spleen, your thymus, and different parts of your body.
Right.
When we get that all together, it makes for a much stronger immune system, and that's a long-term strategy for your whole immune system to be able to meet whatever future challenges are on the way.
That's right. So when we're dealing with the immune system, and we might give you Immuplex is a product made by Standard Process that is made for the immune system, but it's not made for like, okay, this we're just going to narrow this down to the immune system. It's kind of global, so to speak, body-wise. And what happens is you have to handle, again, the whole body. It's not a single thing. It's not going to be like, oh, vitamin D is the answer to everything, or vitamin C is the answer to everything. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a good, healthy body and working on many things all at once. You know, for those listeners, Dr. Rob and I, there's a rule of thumb that we go by. Anything can cause anything, okay? So
we go
by that rule of thumb because we find strange things happening. You wouldn't believe it, but many times people come in with a heart problem, and guess what we have to handle? Not their heart. We have to handle their liver to get the heart up and going. We have to handle the lungs to get the heart into a good area. So that's what we have to do. So then we have to be aware of certain things like, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of calcium. You know, Doc, you might want to talk about that a little bit and the immune system.
Oh, the calcium. So if the immune system were a gun, then you would say that calcium would be the bullet. Right. And calcium is an activator of the white blood cells that kill off bacteria and viruses. That's your frontline soldiers in the fight for of a disease. And if you don't have ammunition for your soldiers to go to the front line with, they're not going to be very effective. So that's why calcium is such a big deal to your body. And another part of this has to do with fevers. Now, when people get signs of being sick, they think that's a problem. But really what it is, when you see a fever, when you see coughing, those kinds of things, or mucus or phlegm, what you're actually seeing is the answer, not the problem. You can't see viruses or bacteria or anything. If a person started looking like a bad apple where they have a bad spot on them, or they're started, you know, that would be a sign of disease, but your body doesn't let it get that far, thankfully, right?
Right.
But the coughing and the fever, especially, when your body raises the temperature, it's changing the tide. It's turning the tables on the virus or whatever it is, and the virus can't do as well because it doesn't like the hot environment. So the body turns up the heat, and that makes it easier for the body to overcome that whatever it is. And the calcium is one of those things that turns the tide for the pathogens. It lets your body have a better response to them.
That's right. And a lot of times they'll say, well, calcium, you can use calcium to break the fever. Well, you're not really breaking the fever. And having a fever is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, if it gets too high, it is a bad thing.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Fever is just your body's way of speeding things up to overcome, and reactions happen faster if your body is hotter. But sometimes they'll say, well, you know, you can take calcium to break the fever. You're not really breaking the fever. What you're doing is you're helping the body so it doesn't need the fever, and the fever comes down on its own. So
right.
here's, Here's another thing. It's not just taking the calcium. By the way, most of the calcium on the open market is like a rock. You're not going to get much out of it. It's like chipping on limestone. Unfortunately, on the open market, what they do is they heat compress it, so they make it into a rock. Calcium's a mineral, so they make it into a rock. Luckily, in our professional grade, we have calcium lactate. It sounds like it comes from a cow, but it actually comes from a plant. Super easily absorbable calcium that we can use. Now, here's another thing with calcium is that it's not just having calcium. We get people that have tons of calcium. If we did a blood test, it'd show their calcium was fine. But what we're seeing is that they have enough calcium, but it's not getting out of the blood. So it goes back to knowing what nutrition to take, which would be, we call it Cataplex F, F vitamin again. F vitamin pulls the calcium out and helps to diffuse it into the muscles so that it can be used by the body. And in this case, in this scenario, it'll be used to keep your immune system up. If you're getting cramps in your legs, like night cramps, you may be low on calcium. There's really only three things you'd be low on with night cramps. One is the calcium, one is the potassium, and one is the magnesium. One of those three things you're low on, you're depleted, and that's why you're getting the cramping. But to get all of that into your body, you need another vitamin, which you hardly hear anything of, and that's the F vitamin. F as in Frank, Frank F vitamin. So you need that in there. And guess what? Unfortunately, because of our food supply and lack of nutrition in our food, guess what we're low in? F vitamin, right?
Yeah.
Some nutritional companies will call it the F factor, but it's really F vitamin, vitamin F. So, so that's one thing that we can do to really keep the immune system up. And this is what we do on a regular basis. We may not be worried about the person's immune system. We might be worried about muscle cramping, or we might be worried about their heart. And the body will guide us and tell us. We use a technique called nutritional response testing. It's a way to read the body in real time. But the body will guide us and tell us what that body needs. And if it's the calcium, if it's this scenario that we're talking about, then guess what? Your immune system is improved, and you are able to fight off all of those, quote, bad things out there that are out there to get you. That's the other thing is that you know, you can't walk around in fear of all this stuff all the time. All right. So yeah. if you go to somebody like Dr. Rob or myself, where we know what we need to do to keep you healthy, you can walk around and it's like a protective shield that you have. The odds of that, now again, anything can cause anything, but the odds go way down when you start balancing out this nutrition for the body.
Right. Yeah. When you have a fear of something, it actually sets your fight and flight response. It's your stress response. And when you go into that mode, you can't really, it's hard for your, it's like an extra stressor. It's like an extra weight on your body. And, you know, if you get sick, you go to bed early and you take care of yourself and all those things. Well, one of the things that you need to drop is fear and other stressors, things that stress your mind, because you just got to let it go. If somebody else can take care of that responsibility for you, great. And when you're sick, and or if you want to stay away from getting sick, if you don't need to carry that, don't need to carry a stressor around, don't do it, because that's going to make you a little bit weaker and make it harder for your body to, if you do happen to come across something that you're that might infect you, it's just going to make it that much easier.
That's right. So we'll talk about a little bit about stress and how that affects our immune system, and we'll do that after the break. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the longest running natural healthcare show in Nashville. We've been getting people healthy and doing it naturally for the past 15 years or so. We've been on the radio for the past 10 years or so. People, we've helped many, many people take that first step, their journey to better health. And they have added years to their life and life to their years just by knowing they are healthy and knowing how to stay healthy. See, it does you no good to spend time with Dr. Rob and myself and get healthy, and then in 2 years, you're back seeing us again for the same problem. Well, that's not what we want. We have a whole educational process. We actually have certified health counselors, or coaches, I guess you could call them, certified health coaches that actually work with you on your program and make sure that you get the basic information you need to stay healthy. It's a lot easier to keep somebody healthy than it is to try and bring them back to health. Believe me, I know. All right, before we get going here on our discussion here about stress and the immune system, let me just remind the listeners, we have a few what we call niches, or if you want to call them specialized areas that we work in our office, because really there's nowhere you could get this kind of help except through offices like ours. And there aren't many of them around, like we're the only one. Okay. But webinars that we have one coming up this Wednesday. It's going to be your thyroid Hashimoto webinar. Absolutely, totally free. On Thursday, it won't be this Thursday because this Thursday is Thanksgiving, but the following Thursday, December the 3rd, we'll have our neuropathy webinar. And we got our Saturday one. We'll have it this coming Saturday, our plantar fasciitis one. And we got some new ones in the work coming up here for the new year. We'll be announcing that as we go. So if you'd like to come to any of those webinars, the neuropathy, the thyroid Hashimoto's, the plantar fasciitis, if you're having any problems in those areas in your feet, with the thyroid, you're tired, you're worn out, even if your blood test looks normal, we don't go by the blood test. We got to go by what the body is telling us. The last place things are going to show up is in the blood. So you can come to these webinars absolutely, totally free. They last about 45 minutes or so. And all you have to do is call 615-333-0056, 615-333-0056, and just leave your name, number, which webinar you want to come to, and your email. I have to have your email because I got to send you an invitation to this. So 615-333-0056. I'm going to give you another number if you want to participate in our Tuesday Heart Rejuvenation Day. Absolutely and totally free. It's open to the public. Anybody can come in and they can get the heart sound recorder or the heart nutritional sound recorder. They can get that done. And what that does is the heart gives us a window to the body on what nutrition you may be lacking. We're not looking to see if you're going to have a heart attack or see if you're going to have a stroke. That's not what this is. What we're looking for is nutritional deficiencies that are prior to any of that happening. So the nutritional heart sound recorder, you can have that done free. It's about $139 value. You'll talk to myself or Dr. Rob when you come in. And if you'd like that done, absolutely free. We do it every Tuesday. It's a community service that we offer. 615-333-0021. 615-333-0021. So that's a different number than the other one I gave you. If you have any questions as we're going through the show here, you can email your questions to nutritional, that's nutritional with an A-L, nutritional question, all one word, nutritionalquestion@gmail.com. All right, I think that's enough of that, Doc. So let me do one more thing here. Instead of us tooting our horn, I want to read what our patients are saying about us. And what they're saying about themselves, really. And this is Molly. I was taking several prescription drugs and gaining weight, is what she said. Hers is short and sweet. I am off all my prescription medication. My weight is back to normal, and I'm back to full energy. Yeah, a lot of times the side effect of some of these prescription drugs, especially if you get on two or three of them, is tiredness. Like, if you think about it, you know, the medication, if you have high blood pressure, they're not giving you prescription drugs to give you energy. No, they're giving you prescription drugs to slow things down, like downers, you know, to slow your blood pressure down, bring it down. So the side effects a lot of times are tiredness, fatigue, weight gain, that kind of stuff. Well, that was Molly. Now, I want to read one more of these, and then we'll get into our discussion here. This is from, they didn't give us our name, it's just P.S. I had so little energy, I would rest and nap every chance I could. At night, when I lay down to sleep, I could hear and feel my heart racing. Now, there you go. This is before we had our heart sound recorder, so we don't know what was going on, but you should never, ever feel your heart beating or anything else. I could hear and feel my heart racing. I was concerned that I was on the verge of a heart attack or a stroke. I woke up numerous times that night. I could feel the adverse reaction to sugar highs, then plummet energy levels. I had a renewed sense of vigor. I now have more energy to accomplish new projects than I had been ignoring before. My sleep is much better, and I no longer have the racing heartbeat. Oh, and naps? I don't need them anymore. All right. Yeah. So that's what some of our patients are saying as they're going through their program. All right, Doc, we were talking about stress and the immune system. Is stress good for the immune system?
Well, in the short term, perhaps that's a good thing, but in the long term, it is not.
Right. It's that chronic stress that can the wearing and tearing that can get to you.
Right. Yeah. And there's so much of that. You know, one of the things we just talked about, you know, fearing or being one of the things that causes the most stress, I think, for a modern, society is having problems that that affect you that you can't do anything about. And so when you, it's kind of the definition of turning on the TV and I'm starting to watch it. I try to limit my time watching television because every time I turn it on, there's something on there that's bad happening in the world that I really can't do anything about. And so I don't really need to be, up on that news cycle 24/7 to have a healthy and happy life. I tend to think that getting a bit of information, the stuff that is most important to me is a good thing. And then I turn it off because I want to focus more on the immediate things that I can do things about and also spend more time relaxing than what we often get. So it's you have to actually work to get downtime. And turning on the TV, I don't count that as downtime. That's a stress time.
Yeah. If you keep your TV off, you'll have much less stress, believe me.
Yeah.
I gave my TV up for about 2 years. It lasted 2 years. This is when our kids were younger. It lasted 2 years. And guess what? We started reading books. We started playing family games together. We were actually doing things as a family together. And we had no TV. And then the darn Titans came in and everyone wanted to watch them. So guess what? Now we got a TV with 2,000 channels and we watch one of them or two of them.
So. Well, you know, watching the Titans is great because you watch it, what is it, once a week or maybe, not that often. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but that's only a couple hours and then it's done. All this other stuff that's on the news doesn't last a couple hours.
Yeah, that goes on and on and on. And by the way, the Titans did win in overtime, for those that want to know. All right. So, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after all right, welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the number one longest running natural healthcare show in Nashville, and we've been getting people healthy and doing it naturally. What happens in our office happens all the time. They're considered miracles in other people's offices, but it's pretty commonplace for us. I hate to say it that way, but I've read you a few success stories here, and we're changing people's lives. I guarantee you two things if you come to our office or you come to one of our webinars is you're going to hear things and learn things you never knew before. And if you take action, you follow through with what we recommend, it will change your life. Now, would you agree with that, Doc?
Oh, yes. Okay. Definitely. I would say that ever since that I started, I'm amazed. I was amazed with the first changes, and then I didn't think that it could get better, but it just keeps getting better.
It does. It does. And the thing that I've noticed over the years is that you get, I don't know if people are getting sicker or just more sicker people are learning about us, because we're getting sicker and sicker people in. Now, the ones that are in and the ones we're working with, they're doing better and better, obviously. But I've noticed over the years that, we'd get in a few sniffles and colds, but now we're getting in all kinds of people with all kinds of health problems, very serious health problems. Some of them we're able to help 100%, some 60%, some 50%. Everybody can be helped to some degree with nutrition. Now, Doc, I got a question here. This is from Sally, okay. And she emailed this in, and she says, I've been worried all year. Now that the weather is changing, I noticed I'm starting to get some sniffles. I'm afraid I was taking my vitamin C, but I read the back of it, like you said, and it said synthetic, and I'm starting to get the sniffles. Since the weather changes, I'm starting to get the sniffles. What supplements would you recommend to keep my immune system up? So, Doc, you want to field that one?
Sure. We mentioned the Immuplex. That's a great place to start. Now, it can depend on, did she mention if she had like clear, it's hard to tell all the time what the problem is, but if she were to just go with Immuplex, that's the one that we were mentioning has lots of different support for different organs, right, to help get them healthy, so your immune alliance is working better. And then I would also recommend, she's already taken the C, so that's good, but then maybe some Antrinex. Those are two I would start with.
Right. Yeah. Immuplex is going to change the environment in the body and get those bad bacteria back down under control. And then your Antrinex is going to be your drainage, like lymphatic drainage. You know, I find that Antrinex works really, really good, especially like you wake up in the morning and you feel something coming on, you're a little congested. You could take five of those Antrinex and it'll knock it right out. Now, the other thing that I'd be concerned with her, I would add in some Drenamine, because she said that she's kind of worried. She's been worried probably about what's going on in the environment and all. So we want to make sure that her adrenal glands, which are her stress glands, are in pretty good shape. So Drenamine would be like a whole multivitamin. It's whole food multivitamin for her adrenals. Now, you mentioned about the mucus. I think you were going to say, was it clear or was it yellowy thick, looking?
Colored.
Now, as a rule of thumb, not always, but a lot of times, if it's clear and you have a lot of mucus, it's usually a virus. If it's yellowy, it's usually a bacteria is what we're dealing with. Now, she didn't mention either way, but there is a great product for either one of those that would work. It's called Infaplex. It's actually a blend of herbs. It's Infaplex through standard process, Emphaplex, Infaplex. And that, if you have a lot of mucus with that type of a problem, that helps to clear up the mucus. It clears up the lungs, clears up the sinuses. So it's really good this time of the year. We start using a lot of that and recommending a lot of that for people. All right. So, Sally, I hope that helped. And, if you're not a patient of ours, I don't know if she is or not. If you're a patient of ours, just call in the office and we can get that to you, or you can stop by. But if you're not a patient, we partner with Standard Process, and you can go to HWC, that's Howard Walter Cat.
Charlie. I
guess you could say. Charlie, there we go. There's the old army term. HWC, www.standardprocess.com. And that's for people that listen to us on the radio. That is Standard Process. You have to go through hwc.standardprocess.com. You cannot go directly to Standard Process. They do not sell to the public, but we were able to work out a partnership with them for people that listen to us on the radio, and they can go try these whole food supplements. They will be amazed, totally amazed at the effect that they have on their body and how healthy they actually get. hwc.standardprocess.com. And you can see all the supplements there. And if you wanted to get the Immuplex, you can get that. If you wanted to get the Antrinex, that's on there. Infoplex, I'm not sure if that one's on there, but you can always call the office and we can get it to you, or can stop by the office and pick it up. All right. So we were talking about stress and the immune system. You got some more information on that?
So one of the things that your stress response, if you're stressed during the day, you got a lot on your plate, you get home at night, maybe you're one of these people who's dragging during the day, and then you get home and you might not be able to sleep at night, which is the strangest thing. A lot of people just don't get what's happening there. Or maybe you are okay during the day, but then you also can't sleep, but you can't sleep at night. And sleeping is really critical, not just for health in general. Well, I guess there's a connection there. The health in general is going to make you be able to fight off infections. So if you're not sleeping, you're susceptible to being sick. And oftentimes it'll be stress that's keeping you from sleeping. So, you mentioned, Dr. Foley, the Drenamine can be a really good way to help help bring that down, help de-stress a person. There's going to be some certain things that you'll want to do to be able to sleep better at night. And if you're not doing that, then that's definitely one thing you'll want to do to be ready for the cold and flu season, be really healthy as you possibly can be.
That's right. About 86% of your healing goes on when you're sleeping, not when you're awake. 92% of all your fat is burned when you're sleeping. So a lot of stuff goes on when you're sleeping that you're not really aware of. Now, the nice thing about Drenamine, like I said earlier, it's a multivitamin, so to speak, for the adrenal glands. It's designed for the adrenal glands. Well, your adrenal glands are the ones that put you to sleep and wake you up at night. So you would think the term is exhausted or fatigued. If you had exhausted or fatigued adrenals, you'd sleep like a baby. Well, it doesn't work that way, because your adrenals are so fatigued, so exhausted, they keep kicking in and they keep you in that high gear. So you might be laying there with your eyes closed, look like you're sleeping, but inside glands and organs are running like you're awake. So you're not getting that good quality sleep that you should be getting. So the adrenals are vitally important. Now, just another side note on sleep, because it is so important with your immune system, is if you're waking up at night and you're waking up and having to go to the bathroom, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, that's a liver problem along with your adrenals. Your liver holds about a cup of sugar a day or a cup of glucose a day. It starts dumping out that glucose between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. If it dumps it out too fast, then what happens is your adrenals have to kick in. They form urine to control that blood sugar, and then your bladder fills up and you got to get up and go to the bathroom. So we have a product called Beta Food or AF Beta Food, which just has vitamin A and vitamin F that we were talking about in it. So Beta Food or AF Beta Food is beets. So you take 3 or 4 of those before you go to bed, and that helps to give that liver a little extra support so it doesn't dump out all that sugar. Another little trick, if you don't want to swallow supplements, is to take about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and just put in a little bit of water. If you don't like the taste of apple cider vinegar, you can cut it with stevia or monk fruit, which are zero glycemic index natural sweeteners. It takes a little bit of that pungent taste off, and you can drink that before you go to bed, and that will help to control your blood sugar in the morning or throughout the day, throughout the night too. So apple cider vinegar or AF beta food works really well on that and gives that liver a little extra support. But the key really is to also make sure you have enough support for those adrenals.
Yeah. You know, the adrenal problems are so common. I'd say that we get about probably 9 out of 10 people in one form or fashion have problems with them. And so that's why when we test people in the office, we use different bottles, and the Adrenamin is the one that gets worn out the most because we just use it all the time. So, and the nice thing about the Adrenamin is you're getting a whole bunch of vitamin C with that supplement. So you could look at it as a two for one for your immune system plus your stress response, your adrenals. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of benefit out of that.
Yeah, that's right. Your adrenals are the number one gland that needs the most vitamin C, and you need the correct vitamin C, the whole food vitamin C. That's why when we were talking last hour about the synthetic vitamin C, that's why it burns up your adrenals, is because your adrenal glands need the most vitamin C, and ascorbic acid is not real vitamin C. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back for our last segment here, and we'll finish this up. We'll give you some more hints and some more nutrition on what to take to stay healthy. All right. Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, and this is the Natural Healthcare Solutions Show. And this is the show where we avoid the fads, the trends, and the bullface lies out there on healthcare. And we get down to the basics on how to get healthy, stay healthy, do it naturally. We use whole food, real food, genuine replacement parts. That's what it takes to get somebody healthy. There's no secret to it. You just got to find out and know how to read the body, so to speak, and know exactly what the weakest area is and start working out from there. All right, before we get started with the rest of our discussion and maybe going over a few more supplements to keep you healthy, the things that we use in our office every day, I want to just remind you one more time, we do have some webinars coming up. This coming Wednesday, we got Revitalize Your Thyroid webinar, and that's also with Hoshimoto. So if you think you have a problem, or you even if you have a normal blood test, you can still have a problem. Those are laboratory ranges. The last thing that's going to show up in a blood test, a problem is going to show up, is the last thing it's going to show up in is the blood test. So you don't want to wait for it to show up in the blood test. You can catch these things much earlier than that. Those are laboratory numbers, disease numbers. We use functional numbers when we do look at blood tests. But Wednesday is your thyroid Hoshimoto's webinar. Thursday, not this coming Thursday because that's Thanksgiving, but the following Thursday, December the 3rd, we'll have our neuropathy webinar. That one's going to be a big one. People are filling that one up right now. And then Saturday, this coming Saturday, will be our plantar fasciitis webinar. If you'd like to come to any of those webinars, they're free. They last about 45 minutes or so. Just call 615-333-0056. 615-333-0056. Somebody's going to answer that. They're going to ask for your name, your number, your email. I have to have your email because I got to send you an invitation. Your email and which webinar you'd like to come to. The neuropathy webinar, the thyroid webinar, or the plantar fasciitis. Also, just as a reminder, we got the Heart Rejuvenation Day coming up, which is this coming Tuesday. We do this as a community service. We use your heart as a window for your body. And this machine, it's a computer, and it's going to listen to the heart And it's going to tell us by give us some graphs, and we will be able to see what nutritional deficiencies you may have. So we call it the Heart Sound Recorder, absolutely, totally free. Dr. Rob will talk to you about it. I'll talk to you about it. One of us will talk to you about it. And after we do the graph, but if you would like that done, 615-333-0021. That's 0021. 615-333-0021. That's about $130 value you get for free, just because we're doing it as a community service, and we want people to have the opportunity to see on a graph what nutritional deficiencies they may have. All right. So, Doc, do you have any more good nutrition there that we use at the office to get somebody's immune system up and pumping?
Sure. We've mentioned Immuplex, which is kind of the long-term foundational building up your immune system. There's another one called Thymex, Thymex PMG. And that one is helping your thymus gland to be healthy. And that's the only gland in the body, only organ in the body, you could say, that its only job is the immune system, is the immune function. So that one directly helps white blood cells work better. And it puts your body in more of an alerted state for actually fighting off an infection. So that's what you want if you're in the middle of something and you want to take a whole food approach to immunity in the immediate time.
Yeah. And that thymus that you were talking about is very active as a child. That's why you can get through childhood diseases, and they fight off childhood diseases. But as we get older, it becomes more and more inactive. So those are great supplements to stimulate that thymus gland to continue to work and put some life into it. Now, one thing I just remembered, Standard Process just released, I think it was last week or the week before, a whole packet, and it's called Immune System Health Packet. It comes in a little box, and you take everything you need. I think it's four supplements in there: the Immuneplex, the Antrinex, calcium is what I'm trying to say, and one other one is in there, and they call it the Immune System Health Pack. So you buy like a 30-day supply, comes in a little box. They're already packaged for you, and you take one of those each day. So that's something new that just came out through Standard Process. Very easy. If you don't want to think about what you need, you want the Immune System Health Pack. And you get a 30-day supply of those, and you just take one of the little packets. They're in like little cellophane packets. You open that up, and you take those one a day, and you got your immune system handled there. So. Awesome. That's the lazy man's way of doing it. So if you don't have Dr. Rob telling you what you need, or me telling you what you need, go with the Immune System Health Pack by Standard Process. And again, if you want to get any of those, if you're not a patient of ours, you can go to hwc.standardprocess.com, hwc.standardprocess.com. That's our partnership with Standard Process, so that people on the radio that hear us, They want to purchase some of this, they can go there. You can't go to Standard Process and purchase it. They don't sell to the public. They sell to the doctors. They want the doctors to recommend this. If you're a patient of ours, you also have a portal to get to order online, and you should know what that is if you're a patient of ours, or you just stop by the office and you can pick them up if you're a patient. But everyone else that's a non-patient, go to hwc.standardprocess.com. You can do that anywhere in the country, and they will ship them directly to you. All right. So those are some of the things on the immune system. You got some more good advice about the immune system there, Doc?
Sure. I just wanted to mention, you know, there's lots of talk about vitamins out there, and we should probably mention to people, we haven't really got into the different vitamins, but I agree in In general, with a lot of the advice that's out there about vitamins, we do agree that they're vital to the body, but that the type that you get out there most of the time is not a good form of it. It's not in the natural form, and you'll see the difference if you actually use a whole food form, which Standard Process has. So you could say, if you say vitamin D, if you look on Standard Process's website, it would be cataplex D. And right. Just replace that word cataplex with vitamin, and you pretty much got it. So right. People can try the Standard Process quality products and see the difference there.
That's right. And everybody, you wouldn't be wrong on getting cataplex D. Everybody needs vitamin D. Unfortunately, in the old days, which wasn't that long ago, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, somebody would come in and they're low on vitamin D. You'd just say, well, just go out in the sun 10, 15 minutes and you get enough vitamin D. That's not true today. We got people that are construction workers working in the sun, beautiful tans. We run the vitamin D on them, the blood test, and they're low on vitamin D and they're in the sun all day long. So due to the toxins, everybody can use vitamin D. We're not absorbing it or we're not making it in our skin like we used to. All right, I hear that music coming on. That's the end of this show. That's a wrap. So we will be here next week. Holiday live on Sunday at 2. See you.
This program strives to provide accurate and trustworthy information. The advice given on this program is based on a short description of symptoms given by the caller and is given with the understanding that neither the station nor the host is offering a diagnosis or cure for any health-related condition. No sickness or physical disorder can be accurately diagnosed through the format of this program. Thus, anyone seeking advice should consult with their own medical professionals before pursuing any cures, procedures, or treatments suggested on the radio.